Pedder's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at pedders.com.au.
Okay, everybody, stand by. This is the generic opener for the Weekend Legends in 5, 4...
Jerry, we don't have time for the countdown. We're going to start the show.
What?
Finally, it only took 5 long days at work, but the weekend is here.
Let's do it.
As we squeeze every drop of sport out of the week, like a tube of toothpaste that you've had to roll up the end and then squeeze it really hard with your finger to get that last little drop out.
What we're seeing is really a lowering of the bar.
Prepare for another weekend of balls bouncing, rackets hitting, bats smashing, players complaining, and umpires caught scratching their nuts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M likes to call the Weekend Legends.
Welcome to the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Hello, microphones are working. Take it away, Chris Gayle.
It is a beautiful morning today, isn't it? And it is the Weekend Legends Triple M. My name is Chris Gayle, and I'm joined by AH Kaylee and Andrew Rose. It's NRL Indigenous Round, and there is no better way to enjoy a packed weekend of footy than having had your team already played and won by 20 points to 12. I quote West Tigers over North Queensland Cowboys, Leichhardt Oval Thursday night. What do you think, Andrew Rose?
What do I think? I'll tell you what I think. Yeah, the Doggies have got to win. Now, I know it's cold and there's raindrops on rooftops and crops out there, but in my mind, the sky is blue and white. The Doggies got to win, ladies and gentlemen. It's party time.
It's been such a bad season for you. I'm going to allow this.
Yeah.
Got to enjoy the good moments when you're a Bulldogs fan, Chris.
Now, AH Kaylee, are you tipping the St. George Illawarra Dragons to defeat the Rabbits tomorrow 20 points to 12 by any chance?
It's interesting you should say that. Yes, I had a really good feeling about those numbers. So, yeah, put my house on it. I don't own my house. I rent, so it'll be interesting.
The celebration will continue. Coming up in this hour, we speak to the winner of Russell Crowe's Mercedes, snapped up courtesy of the Grill team earlier this week. We look at the new power couple in sports, the Falaus, and ask, is it time for them to get off Twitter? We want to know what you think about that. And coming up next, we're going to dissect round 10 of the NRL even further, which means a lot of Tigers and Bulldogs talk.
Yeah, baby.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Thank you, Sydney.
It is indeed the Weekend Legends Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose.
Look, that song was called Things Don't Seem. Things do seem exciting in the... Thank you.
It's bad English, isn't it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It's about millinery and tailoring. Mm. But look, things do seem very exciting in rugby league. I've loved this round so far. Mm. Chris Gayle, the other night, Tigers won. They beat the Cowboys at Leichhardt, as they often do, 20 to 12. You were there.
It's one of our spiritual homes, one of our 5 spiritual home grounds this year.
To coincide with your 5 captains.
But yes, had I not been there, there would have been 13,126 people there.
Oh, well, it was good of you to help boost the numbers.
And look, barring a little patch just before half time, I can actually comfortably say that I thought the Tigers dominated the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think the big story coming out of it is there is a new cult hero in rugby league, and I speak, of course, of Mahe Fanua.
Why is that?
He has a haircut for the ages. Mullet doesn't do it justice.
No, it doesn't.
It's actually like a pseudo mullet with a rat tail chaser on the back.
He gave a lot of insight into the haircut on the footy show this week when they asked him, what's with the haircut? And he went, I just wanted to cut my hair and I thought I'd do it like this. Yeah, oh, yeah, thanks for doing it.
I love a mullet. I like a good mullet.
Well, this one's a pretty intense mullet, though.
I'm aware.
There's a lot to love here, let me tell you. And he's an enormously strong human and came out of the Melbourne Storm system, actually one of the few Victorian-born rugby league players playing their trade.
Wow.
He's come back to the Tigers having served some time over in Super League, because that's what happens when you go to Super League, you serve your time, where he played for all, and they still love him and all. But 215 metres, 5 tackle busts and 3 offloads. That's a quality game.
Mm.
I love that. Thurston Moore. I love that Jonathan Thurston. He's one of the best players that we've ever had in the game, but he's never won at Leichhardt.
Mm. He's never won in Sydney against the Tigers.
Yeah, across the board,
including the 2005 Grand Final. Okay. What a happy day that was.
Yes.
Another tough night for JT. He actually bobbled. There was a Thurston bobble. But it was just beautiful to see him, Benji, embrace at the end and Benji whisper in his ear, 0-13.
Were you in your fancy corporate box?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, you're never-ending esky?
I just don't want to talk about it. The oysters and prawns were delicious. Go the Tigers.
Scones, sorry. How were the scones?
Scones were delicious.
They're always the best.
And they still tasted good, even though we had to watch Sean Fenson actually have his dislocated elbow put back in place on the field.
Oh, my goodness.
He, of course, suffered that terrible broken leg in the grand final last year. It's fantastic he's even back playing. The man is tough.
Andrew Rose, last night, your Doggies got a win over the Eels. That was kind of a do-or-die game for both teams.
Yes.
Are the Dogs, you know, are they back in the comp? Is this the turnaround?
Well, yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about that game last night is that it's kind of the beginning of the end for both those teams, and one of them had to come out of the slump. Gus Gould said something really interesting on the commentary during that game, is that both teams had forgotten how to win. That was his comment on the performance of both teams.
Gotcha.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Gus. Gotcha. One team remembered how to win, and that was the Bulldogs. I will say this, though. We go from a week where the Dogs didn't get very many line ball 50-50 calls our way. Dean Pay had a bit of a whinge about it, and he got fined for it. Now we come back to this week. I tell you what, we got every single call in that last 10 minutes. It's like we were supposed to win.
Well, exactly. And of course, you're referring to there, George Jennings seemed to field that kick with a foot on the goal line, and it should have been a 20-minute restart.
I think it should have been, yeah.
So did Dean Pay come out and sort of balance up the ledger there?
Well, the NRL don't care if you compliment the refs. They only care if you bag them. But this you could possibly draw a line for the Eels here. They're down to last place. They're, you know, down by about 80 in their for and against. It's a long way back. There is a sliver of light for the Dogs, and that is that, you know, we can't afford to lose very much more, but there is still a chance. We were up into 12th. We can get to the top 8. I believe in them.
Well, maybe down to slithers now, or slivers rather, are the Knights. They lost by 18 points to the Panthers, 29.
Tough.
I was really disappointed to see the Knights lose it. I'm still very much on the Knights train.
Yeah, you love them this year, don't you?
I really do love them, you know, and I think that Connor Watson pass to Brock Lamb, who wasn't there, you know, I mean, it looked like he was passing it to the referee. That really was the turnaround point. You know, that play, either team could have got a try off it. The Panthers got it, and that's what turned it around.
Yeah, picked off by Tyrone Peachey, and that was all she wrote. It was a bit of a horror run for Connor because he had a try disallowed because he interfered with Tyrone Phillips in the play the ball prior to that.
Yeah.
Look, by the way, if you say you love the Knights, you are basically saying you love the Roosters.
Ooh.
Because they basically are the Roosters B team.
I'm out. How dare you?
I ain't just leaping.
I'm not finishing this.
And that's the problem. I think that they've lost their key ex-Rooster, Mitchell Pearce, with the pec injury. And I think we've worked out that the Knights are not going to be able to trouble the 8 this year. Meanwhile, let's just say Tigers, Bulldogs, Weekend Legends, Triple M. Weekend Legends, Triple M with AH Crick and Chris and Rose.
Oh, Crick here. What's going on, guys?
For Quick and Loans there. I have some breaking news.
Yeah, go on.
It's cold outside.
It's freezing.
That's all we've got.
That's your Sydney weather report.
I tell you what, it was hard to get out of bed this morning.
Yeah, it was tough.
You know, sometimes, as much as we love this show, it can be hard on a Saturday morning. It was hard this morning.
We're nothing if not dedicated. Now, look, I think there's an emerging new power couple in Australian sport, and I speak, of course, of Izzy and Maria Folau.
Right.
Mm. You know, Izzy Maria, it sounds like it could be a little variety hour show or something, can't it?
The Izzy Maria Hour.
So Mrs. Folau was in the news after last Saturday's game where the Waratahs took rugby union back to the people because the people were really crying out for it, and it turns out they were.
Sold out.
Brookvale Oval, 15,000 people, a real success. And during the game, New South Wales brought a replacement player on the field, put him in a fullback, and Izzy was moved to the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Folau tweeted, OMG, New South Wales Waratahs, why do you keep playing Izzy Folau on the wing?
That's helpful.
I think this is a good innovation in sport. I think that the coaches need to be plugged into the extended family about what they think in real time. It's exactly the stuff that they need. You know, they go, do we take the line out or the scrum? And they go, well, let's just see what great Aunt Gladys thinks about that before we move.
What hashtag did Cheryl use?
Line out every day of the week.
But, of course, there's been more to come and it's turned a little bit more serious. I think it's been well known that Izzy had been on Twitter prior indicating his belief that homosexuals go to hell, and it really...
It's disgusting.
It opened up a huge debate at the time. So this week he posted another thing on Twitter that said, with great love, I wanted to share this video. It's around Jesus is coming back and don't harden your heart.
Was it the new Celine Dion film clip?
It certainly wasn't the new Celine Dion film clip. It was a video ministry of 11 minutes with an audio track of the late American evangelist David Wilkerson. And a collage of images. Now, I don't know if you guys seen the video.
No.
I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to watch it. It was actually 11 and a half minutes. I made it to 3 minutes 28 before I was like, life's too short. It was it was a really, firstly, a slow and boring thing, but also just really, it was wretched. It wasn't nice.
So I haven't seen it. What taught me through it?
You get a collage of life images, people moving through their world, ticking clocks and so forth, and then it takes a darker turn. Mm. It's trying to indicate by your imagery who's probably going to hell, who's not going to hell.
What is it, Rooster's footage?
You're in big trouble, Rose. Oh. There's a lot of images of DJ culture, and it doesn't look promising because we segue from records being put on turntables to people at dance parties to hedonistically enjoying drinks, and then a really terrible image of a rat sniffing around a piece of cheese at a rat trap and then getting its head crushed.
So what is the point of all of this?
It's the indication that if you don't repent and come to the religious position of finding Jesus, then you're heading to hell in a handbasket.
The same message he said before, but in video form.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, let's make it clear. It wasn't just showing dance culture and stuff, showing, you know, young people smiling with rainbow flags. There is absolutely no doubt here that he's talking about homosexuality or queer sexuality.
That's right. That came on the back end. It then was images of people brandishing rainbow flags overlaid by the preacher talking about, you know, we've become too tolerant of things like same-sex marriage. Mm. So the issue has blown up again. Raylene Castle, the head of Rugby Australia, says it's complex and she's trying to navigate this with Israel.
Sure.
But a lot of ex-Wallabies have come out very pointedly on this issue. Peter Fitzsimons wrote a pretty clear article that he thought that this is just ridiculous. Tim Horan has said these are comments that now should be confined to a backyard sausage sizzle. Immediately made me feel a bit hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Rather than social media. By way of contrast, Queensland Reds coach might be looking for a player. Brad Thorne has said that Israel is a wonderful human.
Right, yeah.
George Gregan questioned the need to express these views online. And very, very pointedly, Clyde Rathbone said it has become painfully clear that Australia's best rugby player is a religious lunatic bent on self-immolation. Personally, I don't know what you guys think, but the first time around, it opened up a debate about the extent of freedom of speech, religious expression, the responsibilities of a public figure in relation to social media, sponsors, contractual obligations and the like. But to me now, his point was made to come back and show that video for people who are dealing with their faith, dealing with their sexuality, and likening that to if you don't go my way, you're a rat in a trap going to get your head crushed. To me, it was just inherently cruel.
It was. It was cruel. It was absolutely cruel. And I think, you know, a lot of people are responding to him to his critics by saying, you know, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech isn't freedom of consequences. You can say what you want, but it doesn't mean you're going to get away with it. Doesn't mean everyone has to be chill about it. And I just think through this whole thing, I think about a young gay rugby fan who has looked up to him, who now has someone who he sees as a hero, or she, or they, you know, espousing this stuff and just going further into the closet.
Right.
And the closet is dangerous.
The debate continues, and we genuinely would love to know what you think about this issue, whether you think that he's in the right or the wrong. And particularly, if you're a rugby union fan, do you want Israel Folau to remain in the game in these circumstances? If you're a rugby league fan, would you like him back in your team? We want to hear from you on 133353. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Know the exact weight of your car, discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios, and get solutions from an expert. Call your nearest Petter store now. Triple M's Weekend Legends. Back to the Weekend Legends on Triple M. Just to confuse you, Rose is actually a guy, A.H. Kaylee, actually a girl, and this is Chris Gale.
Weekend Legends, Triple M with A.H., Chris and Rose. And before the break, we were discussing the fact that Israel Folau from the New South Wales Waratahs is continuing to share his somewhat controversial religious views online via Twitter. And we asked the question, as a rugby union fan, would you like him to remain in the game? Should he move on, as many commentators are suggesting? Would you like him back in rugby league? Rose, what's your view on this?
Look, I've always kind of had a view with sport that, look, I don't agree with anything that he's saying on a personal level. But when you're on the field playing a game, it doesn't really come into my mind what you are as a person when you're playing a sport. It's like watching Tom Cruise in a movie. I don't sit there and go, he's a Scientologist the entire time. He's playing a character. So for me, when a sport's being played, I don't really, it doesn't come into my mind whether they have a personal opinion or not. I understand that some people would be unhappy, say, the sport that he's playing. If he'd signed a contract agreeing to not be like this, then that's a problem and he'll take that up, legally with them. But for me personally, I'd sign him to the Dogs tomorrow if I had the chance.
Yeah, see, no, I disagree with you on that, because for me, I think it's not that he shared an opinion. It's that he shared something that's harmful and damaging and nasty, and I wouldn't want to cheer for him. So I wouldn't want him on my team, because that is going to make it harder for me to support my team. I wouldn't want to support him on the field.
Fair enough. If you can get the dog 3 tries, I'd support him in a second. But I want to hear what the people on the lines have to say. A lot of people called up and had opinions. Let's go firstly to Brendan in Castle Hill. What do you reckon about Izzy Folau, Brendan?
He's a fantastic player. I don't see how his personal views have anything to do with it. He's not a political commentator he's a football player. Now, we're all individuals. I mean, we're becoming almost a socialist communist country now. What happens when the pendulum swings back the other way? It's going to come back like a wrecking ball. Mm. And everyone sitting on the fence right now going, oh, whether you have an opinion on gay marriage or not, you know, it's you're so scared to say anything. I mean, it started with, you know, the everyone having to wear the rings in support of it, flying Qantas. If you don't wear any ring, why aren't you wearing a ring? Are you a bigot? It's ridiculous. We're getting to a point where this political scape is affecting even things like, you know, our football, for goodness sake. I mean, we need to stand back and have a good hard look at it and go, what happens when we go all the way to the left? When that pendulum swings back the other way, on the left should be very, very concerned, because that's going to come back with such force and such momentum. I mean, just have a look at what's happening. Look, we've got Pauline Hanson and we've got all these things happening. They're not happening for no reason. Why are they happening? They're simply happening because we've taken it so far to one extreme that then we get the other extreme rears ugly head. Now, whether you're on the left or the right, to find the centre now is almost impossible.
So you think saying gay people will go to hell is a left or right wing issue? Good one, Brendan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, look, I respect your opinion, Brendan. I appreciate you giving us your call. Steve from Chatswood, what's your take, mate?
Yeah, look, it's got nothing to do with sport and it's got nothing to do with left or right politics. Society's spoken. We've said that we won't accept gay hate. And if they're going to use a freedom of speech argument, then those that also accept neo-Nazi views or accept pedophilia, then they should have a right to speak as well. And we find that repugnant as a society. So it's absolutely ludicrous that we accept all the gay hate from Israel.
Yeah. It's got to be healthy, Steve, that we challenge it.
Yeah. No worries. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. And finally, Ian from Blacktown. Ian, what do you think?
I think people have got a right to free speech and
absolutely
express their religious views, whether we agree or disagree with them. Like, I reckon you're a pack of lefties, and I don't agree with everything you guys say, but I would defend your right to say it, because that's the thing here in this country. Like, my dad was brought up under communism, where they didn't have rights to express their opinions, and he always said he would defend to the death anyone's right to express their opinion.
But, mate, we're not challenging his right to express his opinion. We're saying his opinion sucks. Freedom of speech. Hang on, mate. Too. Hang on. So freedom of speech is not freedom from consequences. You can say whatever you want, but if people think that what you've said is offensive and harmful, they can use their freedom of speech, which is what we're doing, to say, hey, that's not on. No one's saying, stitch your lips up, Israel.
It certainly, and first time I've ever heard Rose described as a lefty, but it's pretty tough watching a video which suggests that because of who you are, you end up like a rat crushed in the trap. And I think that's just a point. Does the point from Folau need to keep being made? That's the question
we're
asking.
Look, Ian, thank you for your call, and I appreciate all the callers. Look, some people want to separate sport and opinion. Some people don't. I respect all the opinions, like we all do, about this. And now hopefully it can be resolved and we can all get back to the thing we love, which is sport.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M. One thing you need to know. AH is a girl, Rose is a guy, and Chris has the big... deep voice.
Weekend Legends Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose.
Now, everyone knows that the grill team recently bought Rusty Crowe's Mercedes-Benz S500 at his Art of Divorce auction after a couple of beers. It's very exciting, isn't
it? We've all been there, haven't we?
And over the last couple of weeks, the grill team have given out 40 keys exclusive to Triple M winners. Kind of like a Willy Wonka at the Chocolate Factory. One of you can win.
Wasn't the number 40 significant with Noah or something? Or have I got that wrong?
I don't know, old man.
It sounds like a key party to me.
You know, 40 cubits long or something? I don't know.
The thing is, only one key unlocked Russell's V8 Mercedes. And yesterday morning, they opened the car, and the winner is on the phone with us now. It's Gavin from Kirrawee. Gavin, are you there?
Hey, legends. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, Gavin.
Champion. Congratulations. You are now the proud owner of Rusty Crowe's black V8 Mercedes-Benz S500 saloon, complete with a signed ownership certificate from Rusty himself. Gavin, I've got to start by asking you, what made you enter this competition? Are you a big Rusty fan, or did you just want a free car?
Yeah, pretty much just wanted a free car, you know?
So are you going to be telling people that it's Russell Crowe's car, or just keep that one quiet?
Oh, no, definitely. You've got to keep up the celebrity status.
Right,
yeah, just,
okay.
Just whip out that signed, certified, rusty note from your glove compartment every now and then, right?
In fairness to the car.
You got it.
Gavin, I think you can actually get these skins that you can wrap your cars in now, so you could actually get like images from all the movies, Master and Commander, Gladiator. Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
Just make it obvious for the audience.
Him looking confused in LA Confidential.
But
I'll consider it. I'll consider it.
Now, Gavin, is there any truth in the rumour that you're going to be doing burnouts in front of the Finger Wharf and just sort of sending a little bit of a hello to Russell?
Oh, it's going to happen, but I still haven't Googled where he lives yet, so...
It's the Finger Wharf. It's right near Harry DeWheels. You can get a pie and some burnouts.
Yeah, get a pie floater, and it's in Woolloomooloo, and it will be fantastic.
Done.
Gavin, now, we're a rugby league-centric show here on the Weekend Legends, and when we think Rusty Crow, we think rugby league. So we've got to ask you, what's your rugby league team?
Oh, I'm a long-suffering Eels supporter.
All right. Thanks,
Gavin,
for,
thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Gavin. That's a...
I am so, so sorry, Gavin.
Yeah,
at least this must have brightened up your week, though.
Certainly did.
Well, it's nice to see you being able to celebrate a win, Gavin. Once again, congratulations on winning Rusty Crow's black V8 Mercedes-Benz S500. Enjoy your time with it, mate.
Thank you very much, guys. You take care.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin. Well
see
done, mate.
Congrats.
You can catch the Grill Team back Monday morning from 6, 104.9 Triple M. This is the Weekend Legends.
Triple M's Weekend Legends for Petter's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at petters.com.au.
Triple M's Weekend Legends with AH Chris and Rose. It's Indigenous round in the NRL this week. Guys, fantastic quote from Greg Inglis earlier this week about his Indigenous background. He goes, every time I wake up, every time I go to bed, I embrace it because that is who I am.
Nice. Mm.
Great stuff from GI. And AH, it's not just Indigenous round in rugby league this week, is it?
That's right, Chris Gale. It's the shush round.
What?
Shush round.
The shush round?
Not directed at Israel Folau. This weekend in the Illawarra District Rugby League in the Junior League, so they've introduced a round called the shush round, and it's a dedicated round for positive spectator behaviour. So they've put out sort of a lot of... assets on it, basically saying, you know, if your comment is negative towards the refs or towards the kids, then shush. Right. So it's not aimed at the kids.
Right.
It's aimed at the parents watching it. It's a shame that we need this, that we need a whole round to say, like, hey, maybe don't yell at them.
Well, I mean, when you talk about sport, especially, you know, your weekend morning sports, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now in their cars on the way to the said sports, ready to throw a chair and yell at a ref for the under-15s game, not going the way they want.
Too cold out there to do anything today.
Yeah, but it is kind of a bit of an Aussie, like, you know, growing up as a sports kid in Australian Sydney, I saw it all the time. Like, basketball parents would just go nuts and throw things and stuff. It's that vicariously living through your kid and getting involved in the game. Chris, would you be an angry sports dad?
No, I'm definitely not an angry sports dad, and that's because I learned from my father. My father, who, when I was playing rugby union as a little kid, let's face it, not a huge fan of the game, he would come to the game, and as soon as he could, he'd find another parent to talk to.
Yeah.
Because he had no interest in the game, and I think that those parents would have loved shush round because they would have been able to say that to my old man and just be banging on. But I loved him for that. I've always been very calm on the sidelines, and I think it's a good initiative for all parents to be the same way. Mm.
See, I never really saw the sort of angry netball dads or angry netball mums when I played. But my issue was that whichever sport I was doing, before netball it was swimming, my dad was too supportive.
Right.
So he would just embarrass me by being like, believe in yourself, Anne.
Yeah, and the race hadn't even started.
You can do it. Yeah, I know. It's like, Dad, we're still in the van driving over. Stop yelling.
Would that count as shush round as well? Parents that are overly supportive?
Yeah.
I do remember one parent at basketball, and she worked out that rebounds were important. And at every point in the game, she yelled out, rebound, girls, rebound, girls, including the timeouts. You're on Weekend Legends Triple M.
Let's do it. For another weekend of balls bouncing, rackets hitting, bats smashing, players complaining, and umpires court scratching their nuts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M likes to call the Weekend Legends.
Welcome to the Weekend Legends on Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose. Tomorrow, of course, is Mother's Day.
Yay!
I'm taking my mum out to a Japanese barbecue with, of course, a football chaser. What are your plans, AH Kaylee?
Okay, so I'm going down to see my family in Thoreau, going down this afternoon. But here's my dilemma. I bought mum a gift for Mother's Day, and it hasn't arrived yet. And I'm in that position of having to be like, I swear, I remembered, I bought you something, it just hasn't arrived yet. So I don't know, I'm going to have to show her the receipt. I don't know.
Was it something from the Russell Crowe auction?
Yeah. It was. I stole that Mercedes off Gav, the grill team winner.
Just blame it on the internet. I find that always works. Rose, plans?
Well, I won't be able to see my mum on Mother's Day, so I'm going to spend Mother's Day going around and wishing Happy Mother's Day to every mother in Sydney. That's it. I'm going to do it all day, just running around doing it like Santa.
Lock up your mums. Yeah. Andrew Rose is out.
More fringe behaviour. Coming up in this hour, we speak to Tommy Garlett from the Sydney Kings.
Yes.
New FIBA Asia Cup 3x3, 3-on-3 basketball champion. The new basketball craze that's coming to Sydney Harbour this weekend.
Yes.
It's at Sydney Harbour. It's not on Sydney Harbour. It turns out in movies that everything that's old is still old. Yep. Hollywood is obsessed with remaking classic movies like The Crow and Scarface. We ask, is this a good thing? And the rumours persist that the North Sydney Bears are coming back, baby. Ooh. They want to buy the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. And we want to know, which do you prefer in a rugby league world? A bear or a mythical seagull? You're on Triple M, the Weekend Legends. Weekend Legends, Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose. And it is Mother's Day tomorrow. If you've got a few lazy $1 million lying around and you haven't got her a present yet, you might want to buy her a footy club, AH.
Yes, look, I think we're here to share things, but also to ask questions. And I have a question for you boys. How good's revenge?
Ooh, I prefer it cold, personally.
Yeah, like a little bit of cheeky revenge?
No, I actually like it red hot with a bit of chilli.
Oh, well, you're going to be disappointed because we've got some cold, cold revenge here. A consortium, that's the word that's being used of business people.
That's our word for the day, can it be?
A word for the day.
Consortium.
Consortium.
Ding.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Here we go. A consortium of business people are preparing a bid to buy the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles license. Mm. Now, these guys have been garnering support around North Sydney, and they're trying to align themselves with the North Sydney Bears and the North Sydney Leagues Club. They're going to put in a bid to buy the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles for $4 million to $5 million.
Bargain.
Which means the Bears could come back into the comp.
So we're talking about the death of Manly here and the rebirth of the North Sydney Bears, the team that disappeared in the merger to Manly. This is
the team that Manly crushed and killed could be doing the same to them.
Wow, this is very exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
It's an interesting choice, isn't it? I mean, of course, in all this, there's other rumours of another consortia involving...
No.
Is that the plural consortium? Yeah. Oh, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, former Manly sponsors Kaspersky with Hong Kong businessman Harry Chung, who's also a North Sydney Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
The Qataris
The Qatari Syndicate, it's exclusively called across in all the newspapers.
That's right. The Qataris are involved because, let's face it, the Qataris are always involved in these things.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's generated concern and a lot of questions for the Penn family who currently own the Seagulls, and Rick Penn is denying that we're absolutely not going to be selling the club.
Well, he's saying absolutely not. However, Manly is a club that loses, you know, $1 or $2 million a year. It doesn't make much. And a lot of clubs do. I don't want this to be just a sledge on Manly, although I do love sledging Manly. But, you know, I mean, in that kind of situation, you'd want to go with a lucrative offer, right?
Yeah, look, there's a thing in rugby league that some teams, i.e. my beloved Bulldogs and the Eels, are the kind of teams that can afford a losing season. The amount of money that comes through the league's club and the team means that we can afford to be kind of crap right now and get back on our feet in a couple of years. Yeah, right.
Well, you do a great job of it.
Yeah, thanks. I could see you dying to want to put that in there. You know, Manly are not a team with that luxury right now. And this losing season could be as tragic for Manly fans that they lose their team from this losing season, which is a crazy thing to think about in rugby league. If I were sitting here right now on the record that the Dogs had thinking we could not be a team next year, I would be panicking.
Mm. Well, I'm really curious to know what people think about it because, I mean, when the Bears got knocked out of the comp by Manly, you know, let's make it very clear what may be happening here is just exactly what Manly did to the Bears.
Mm.
I mean, there are so many Bears fans who either went to other teams or left the NRL completely. I have a friend of mine, Ho Lau, he played for the Bears and he goes for the Melbourne Storm because they were the new team and he was like, I can't support Manly.
Wow.
I can't just decide on an already existing team.
He's that so bitter.
I know, it's disgusting.
I think that's what we call post-traumatic stress syndrome or something like that. I mean, who forgets the Northern Eagles? Because I certainly have.
Oh, I know. Who hasn't forgotten?
It broke Bears' hearts. We saw the Bears play the Newtown Jets at Henson last week.
We did.
Didn't the red and black colours look fantastic?
It looks great. Robbie Farah's never looked happier.
Very much on Robbie Farah. It looked fantastic.
So this is the question, right? Is it's Manly or the Bears? Which one do you think is better for rugby league?
133353. We're really keen to know. This is Weekend Legends on Sydney's Triple M.
Yeah.
Triple M Weekend Legends with AH, Chris and Rose.
We were talking about news that a consortium of businessmen could be preparing to buy Manly in the name of the North Sydney Bears. Just quickly, a little bit of sort of history repeating and then inverted. So the Manly has just had their worst start to a season since 1999. Mm-hmm. That was the last year that they were the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. Ooh, then eerie. They merged. They were the Northern Eagles until 2003, where they went, you know what, Bears, stuff ya, and came back as the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. So is it that 21 years later, the other shoe has dropped? We've got Aaron from Colleroy on the line. What do you reckon, Aaron, Bears or Manly?
Definitely Manly, because Norse didn't have any money. They had to merge with Manly. And the problem was then Super League came in. And Manly put all their money in to fight Super League.
Mm-hmm.
So without Manly fighting Super League, we'd only have 8 teams in the comp now anyway.
Fair call.
But now the Bears have the money and Manly doesn't.
Ooh. Shoes on the other foot, Aaron.
On the other foot. Mark from the Central Coast, what do you think?
G'day, guys.
G'day, Tim.
I think Manly should stay and they should be supported to stay in the comp, but I really think the Bears should come up to the Central Coast.
So right. You think a 17th team in the comp?
We've definitely got the juniors up here to support a team.
That's
plus
true.
There's probably 500,000 people, if not more, up here.
So. And a magnificent stadium up there as well, Mark, not getting used, right?
Yeah, well, it's a great stadium. You know, you're lucky to get 5,000 to a Mariners game. So I think with all the Sydney teams coming up here, you'd pack the stadium out. Well, you get a pretty good crowd up here when you bring a couple of Sydney teams up. So if you had the Bears up here, the community would definitely get behind them.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I worked for the Bulldogs for a couple of years. We had a game up there a couple of years back, and that is a beautiful, beautiful stadium with the sea breeze and everything. It's lovely.
But if we bring the Bears in additionally, then we're going to have to bring in another team so it evens out, or else one team's going to be having a bye every single week. Anyway, thanks for your call, Mark. Kel from Chifley, what do you reckon?
Oh, how you going?
Good, champion. Thanks, mate.
Good, mate.
Well, the next week, the Bears play Manly in the Jersey flag and the Super Intra Premiership.
Ooh.
And the winner of that should get the in the NRL.
Oh, perfect. Kel, you should run the NRL. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Put pressure on those young kids.
The Bears, we're marching on and on and on.
Yeah! Kelly!
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Know the exact weight of your car, discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios, and get solutions from an expert. Call your nearest Pettis store now. Triple M's Weekend Legends. The Weekend Legends on Triple M. One thing you need to know. AH is a girl, Rose is a guy, and Chris has the big, deep voice.
Triple M Weekend Legends with AH, Chris and Rose. And I think we agree with Bono. It is a beautiful day. It's a cold day, but cold can be beautiful.
It's a beautiful day because the doggies got to win. And look, we all love something for nothing here, guys. And
so much.
We
oh
don't we?
God.
It's our favourite thing in the world.
Free stuff.
And if there's a group of people that love something for nothing, it's our Triple M club members. And now you and a mate could be heading to the exclusive gold class Triple M VIP screening of Deadpool 2 at Event Cinemas. This is very exciting. Deadpool 1 pretty much changed the game of superhero movies. And Deadpool 2's back. Bigger budget. Bigger everything. It's going to be exciting.
God bless Ryan Reynolds.
You're a big Deadpool guy. I've seen
love
you wear Deadpool.
Deadpool
shirts in this studio.
That's
before,
true.
Chris. Deadpool 2 is in cinemas Wednesday, May 16th. Tickets are on sale now. Get the maximum impact of VMAX or ultimate luxury of Gold Class at Event Cinemas. To get this opportunity, join the Triple M Club now at triplem.com.au. And this is exciting. The official Deadpool 2 soundtrack is out May 18th. And I've got to say, the key song off this soundtrack, Celine Dion's back with a song called Ashes. It's her best work since Titanic. It's unbelievably good.
Celine
Dion.
I'm not
joking.
Celine Dion. Okay.
It's good.
Rose, we continue to learn more about you.
It's funny. I don't remember her having a track called Titanic.
I bet you they have sliders at the screening as well. Now, Deadpool 2, of course, is a sequel. But right now, Hollywood seems to be in remake reboot mania.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a reboot-a-palooza.
Absolutely. There are more than 100 properties that are being remade, not sequels, if you follow the difference.
I follow.
And I'd love to think, in fact, I'd love to know what you guys think about some of what I would have regarded as leave them alone movies.
Oh, okay.
Like, don't touch these movies. Should they be remade?
Hit me with the LTA list.
The Crow, coming out next year.
Okay, you've already got me mad with the first one. The Crow was my favourite movie of all time as a kid and it still is to this day. They can't, well, I mean, they made some crappy sequels already, but haven't we learned from that? You can't touch a thing like The Crow. Brandon Lee passed away making that movie. It's sacred.
What if Celine Dion sings the lead song on the soundtrack?
Then I'm 100% in.
They're not actually touching the film, though. They're making an entirely different one, which makes no difference to the one you love.
Yeah, well, you know, it tarnishes the reputation. Well, that's the question, really, AH, isn't it? Do these reboots tarnish the reputation of the original films?
Mm.
Give us more, Chris.
Well, they're remaking the Neverending Story. That makes sense to me because, let's face it, the story is never-ending.
Oh, God.
But Scarface?
A Scarface?
Al Pacino?
Right. Who's playing Alley Boy?
Are you rebooting
That's
me?
That's the character's name, Alley Boy. Who's playing him? Do we know yet?
Alex Dimitriadis, just off the top of my head. What about American Psycho? Christian Bale, that's really his coming out party, wasn't it?
See, I think that could actually be a really interesting one. So right. Brad Easton Ellis, the author, who, you know, the films were based on his book, American Psycho, don't care for him as a person, but I do quite like his work. And the American Psycho of the movie is very different to American Psycho, the book. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I dislike the movie. I think it's a great movie, but it would be interesting to see how they can take it differently. I don't see it as the same thing done. It's a new work of art that just has the same source material.
Okay. Now, Rose, there's a big tick there for American Psycho. What about Arnie's Commando? Would you remake that?
Arnie's Commando. Is that the one where he's running around a shopping center trying to save his kids? He's like an ex-military guy. That sounds perfect for a...
He's exacting revenge like North Sydney Bears fans on Manly. And there's a guy called Sully, and he said to Sully early in the movie, Sully, I'm going to kill you last.
Yeah.
And then he's holding Sully over a cliff, and there are other people yet to be ticked off. And he goes, Sully, remember when I said I'd kill you last? He goes, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I lied.
He drops it. Well, look, I'm in for a Commando sequel as long as it's around the involvement of the Bears buying Manly. I think that'd be great if Arnie busts in and go, we are the Bears now.
And finally, what about I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Oh, okay. I take back everything I said. Don't mess with the classics.
Oh, right.
Okay. It, of course, will be called I Know What You Did Last Summer Again.
Oh, God.
Bring it on. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Triple M's Weekend Legends for Petter's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at petters.com.au. The Weekend Legends on Triple M. One thing you need to know. AH is a girl, Rose is a guy, and Chris has the big, deep voice.
It is Chris Gale. I am with AH and Rose. We are the Weekend Legends on Triple M. Mm. Coming up at midday today, Saturday Triple M NRL with Tony Squires, Ryan Gerler, Wendell Saylor, and Emma Lawrence is in the house
today. Oh, nice.
Yay.
So that's where you'll get expert opinions on what's coming up in the rest of the Indigenous round in the NRL. So it's probably a pretty silly idea that we start discussing the football. But here we go. Rose, Triple M is covering at 3 o'clock today from Mount Smart Stadium. The New Zealand Warriors taking on the Sydney. That's right, East fans. Sydney Roosters.
Well, look, let's be honest. The New Zealand Warriors are the real deal this year. And one place that they really show that is Mount Smart Stadium. It's a fortress for them this year. They're one of the funnest teams in the league to watch because of their creative passing attack. The real juicy part for me is the fullback matchup today. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck going up against James Tedesco. The Roosters are patchy, to say the least. They have good moments, they have bad moments, but they really want to make a statement of getting back on track. The Warriors are where they've got to start, but I think the Warriors are going to show that class once again.
They're still struggling, the Roosters, playing that front door, eyes up footy. AH Kaylee, the blockbuster tomorrow surely is at ANZ Stadium at 2 p.m. when the South Sydney Rabbitohs take on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Ooh.
I think it's going to be an interesting one. As a Dragons fan this season, I felt quite confident going into most games. Not so much last week's game, but then we smashed it. But I think, look, they beat us in the Charity Shield. Last time we went against them in round 5, there were only 4 points in it at the end, and it really looked like they could pick it up. Since then, they've played 4 games. They've won 3 of them, so their performance has got better. And I think also they would have learnt a lot from that loss.
I will be rushing through Mother's Day's lunch to get to that game. And now, of course, it's time for Weekend Legends of the Weekend.
Weekend. Weekend. Weekend Legend, Legend of the Weekend. Weekend. Weekend Legend, Legend of the Weekend.
Okay, straight right. up, all mothers. But my Weekend Legend of the Weekend this week is the new world snooker champion, Mark Williams, who has won his second world championship, having won one 15 years ago. He's now 43. He was 28. And, of course, to celebrate, he kept a promise. He turned up at his press conference naked when asked, and asked, why does it look like a scared turtle? He said, like it is outside today, it's cold in here. AH?
I feel like I've been left out in the cold because I thought we all agreed to say our mums and that I didn't his prepare anyone
that is his
else.
That is his
Happy
mum.
Mother's Day, Eileen Fennell. I love you dearly.
Oh, nice. I've got to say Happy Mother's Day to my lovely mummy, Margaret, as well. To be the mother of someone like me, you have to have patience and a good sense of humour, and she's always been supportive of me, and I really enjoy that. I also want to give a shout-out, Weekend Legend, to the couple that announced the sex of their child this week by doing a burnout in their street, and the smoke in the back of the car was the colour blue. It's a boy! It's a burnout boy! I think that's great, and you're legends for doing that. Guys, guys. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Enjoy all the footy. And a very happy Mother Day to all the mothers out there.
I love you, Mum. Love you.
Rug up, everyone. Mum.
Triple M Weekend Legends. Have a good one.
Know the exact weight of your car. Discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios and get solutions from an expert. Call your nearest Pedder store now. Triple M's Weekend Legends.